Monday. Yeah. How are we all doing? We all had a good weekend. I'll tell you, that's that weather last night. Wow. That was the first time I've seen a electric thunderstorm since I've lived in Europe. I mean, obviously, I say the first time I've seen an electric thunderstorm. I mean, something like this isn't new to me. Obviously, coming from a place like Johannesburg, we get that every summer. We get electric thunderstorms, and they are, those things kill more people in South Africa than the flu. But, you know, you still get those idiots that walk out. Oh, it's thundering. Let me go walk outside. That thunder last night, wow. But it was, I think it was needed because, I mean, it was hot all week. And we needed this bit of rain just to cool things down a little bit and get rid of some of the dust. My hay fever is pretty much gone. So it was well needed. It was, I think we all needed this to happen. But wow, that thunder. Today's been a milestone for me today. I got my vaccine. Well, one of my vaccines. I still have to go back on the 2nd of August to NDSM. That's underground crack festival. But my whole experience today was just very smooth, very uninterrupted. Everything was just very efficient. The flow from walking in to getting my vaccination was maximum. I must have spent 20 minutes in the whole procedure. So I'm very happy about that. I got the Pfizer vaccine, which I'm very impressed with, because you know I was kind of dreading getting the AstraZeneca one, because you know, you, after hearing what happened in the news with people developing blood clots and all that, you don't know if it's going to happen to you. So I was very relieved when I saw all the signs for Pfizer in this place that I went to. But yes. Very happy that I've got it. No side effects yet. I mean, I had a chat with my sister before I came down to the studio to record the show today. Because as you know, my sister works for one of the companies in the UK that produces one of the vaccines. And I was asking her, you know, is there anything I should be expecting? You know, any headaches or anything like that? And she said, well, look, you know, usually if you do experience anything, it usually happens between 5 and 8 hours. And I'm pretty much on the 8th hour now since I've had my vaccine, and I feel absolutely fine. Honestly, I didn't even feel the injection go into my arm. So if anything, I would have felt some sort of pain just after I got my vaccine. But I couldn't help myself because, you know, I'm standing in the queue, and honestly, it looks like you are at a very busy airport. That's what it looks like, because you've got queues and then you've got these booths. These like makeshift booths that, you know, they're just temporary. They're not there all the time. And you've got people inside these booths. And it honestly looks like you're going through immigration, because you're standing in the queue And then they call you forwards and you give your passport and they scan your passports. And, you know, it's very immigration. It's the whole immigration effect that you get when you're there. So, you know, I couldn't help myself. I had to say to the lady who was checking all my details, you know, I said to her, so is the flight going to be busy today? Do we have a fully booked flight? And she, credits to her, she actually got what I was, you know, she understood what I meant. She understood my joke. And she said, yeah, well, it's going to be a very busy flight. It's 4,000 people. So the flight might not be able to take off today. It might be delayed. I said, oh, just my luck. But I must say, the whole experience at NDSM was seamlessly efficient. No complaints at all. Literally, after you go through passport control, after they've checked your details, you walk through, and the lady then, one of the assistants, tells you go to booth 1, 2, 3, whatever. And literally, as I was about to sit down, the lady called me to go get my jab taken. So yeah, the whole procedure was just maximum 20 minutes from literally walking in, because obviously you have to fill in a form. You know, they ask you those questions. Oh, have you been vaccinated? Or have you been in quarantine in the last 7 days? Have you been in contact with anyone who's had corona in the last 14 days? You know, stuff like that. Luckily, I had no for all of that. So, yeah, had a very good day. Today's been a very, very good day indeed. But, you know, I was thinking, maybe I'm overthinking, because maybe that's just, you know, that's just my character. I do overthink sometimes. But don't you think with all these relaxations of corona rules that's happening in the Netherlands, don't you think we're getting a little bit carried away? We're getting a little bit too relaxed? Look, maybe I'm just being an arsehole. I don't want to be an arsehole, because, you know, very good things are happening and a lot of people are happy. In fact, almost everyone I see are happy that most of the corona rules have been relaxed. And that's terrific. But don't you think we're getting a little bit too carried away? Don't you think so? Because the same thing, and the reason I say this is because the same thing is happening, or the same thing did happen in England earlier this year. You know, the UK, the UK's vaccination program started in January, and they were vaccinating everyone like that. And I was very jealous. I was very envious of what was happening in the UK. And then all of a sudden, they started relaxing the rules of corona. And then all of a sudden, all the cases started rising again. Obviously, you know, the deaths haven't been anywhere near what the UK was experiencing in the beginning of January. But, you know, cases nonetheless were rising. And it was because they were relaxing their restrictions far too quickly. So I don't want to be the arsehole, but don't you think we're relaxing rules just too quick? I mean, it's great that, you know, the vaccination program has, you know, has kicked off, and it is speeding like a steam train here in the Netherlands. But I just think that this relaxation of some of the laws are going too fast. That's all I'm saying. Don't hold a gun against my head. because I'm saying the stuff you don't want to hear, but I'm just being realistic in this whole situation. That's all. Of course, you know, I want all the freedom there is. That's the whole reason I got this vaccine, was because I want my freedom. You know, there's some people who just plainly don't want to get vaccinated, and that's their choice. But, you know, I just thought, let me get vaccinated because, you know, I've got a few things planned in regards to holidays. And in order for me to go on holiday, I need to be vaccinated. Otherwise, I need to spend ridiculous amounts of money to have something shoved in my nose. And it's just, nah. I'd rather just get the vaccination done. And then once I'm vaccinated, download the Corona app. And then just show it to immigration officers. Simple. So that's all I'm saying. I don't want to sound like an arsehole. I don't want to be an arsehole. But I just think these restrictions are being relaxed too quickly. Because what we don't want is for the same thing that happened in the UK, where they relaxed the restrictions, and then now they're delaying what they call Freedom Day in the UK, you know, the chance for them to be able to go travel. So that's all I'm saying. Yeah, don't hold a gun against my head. I'm just saying, I think we're just relaxing these laws far too quickly. But that's just my view. That's just my opinion. I had a very good weekend, actually. A very good weekend. I had some drinks with some friends of mine, and there's actually a video on YouTube. Basically, we were sitting outside having drinks, and one of the guys that I stay with, he's very much into his, you know, tech and cameras and all of that, and he was testing this camera that he bought, and I posted a video on my Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page. And, you know, we're just sitting outside, chilling, you know, catching up on the week and everything. And I didn't know, but he was video recording me. But he's so good at, you know, techniques and how to use the camera. I was totally oblivious to what was happening. So when you see this video, the first 2 minutes, you know, obviously he's not just video recording me, he's video recording everyone. But I'm just totally oblivious to what is happening. And, you know, it's very well done. I mean, if you see the video, it actually looks like you're watching a TV program. That's how good, I don't know if it's the camera or if it's him that's good, but it's really good nonetheless. So yeah, that was fun. And I love doing stuff like this, you know, just socializing with some friends, having some drinks, and just, you know, chilling. I don't really like going to nightclubs, and I've mentioned this before. It's not my thing. You know, having said that, nightclubs are now open. They're open on Saturday, so I just don't feel the need to pay money to go and dance. I mean, I'm not a great dancer anyway, but pay money to go and dance where I can do that for free in my room or in the living room or outside. I can do that for free. So I don't understand why I must pay money to go and dance and to go and listen to horrible music. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff I love. I honestly love doing stuff like this. Just sitting outside, having some drinks, catching up on life and the week. And it's really good. Because, you know, a lot of my friends have day jobs Monday to Friday. So we don't really get a chance to talk to each other. So stuff like this is really, it's really, really nice. I'm waiting for tomorrow, by the way. I mentioned on Friday that the Germany and England game is on Wednesday, but it's not. It's actually on tomorrow. I honestly cannot wait for this game. Whatever happens, if Germany win tomorrow and they get eliminated after tomorrow's match, after they've beat England, that will be my highlight. That will be the highlight of my tournament, is that happening. There's nothing more I want than that to happen. And, you know, I've been reading some news, and England are going into this game very strong. They're going into this game as favorites. And as I said, we all know what happens when England go into any sporting competition as favorites. It just ends very miserably for them. So if anything, Germany's going in there as underdogs, and that's just fine by me. Let's get into some news. Should we get into some news? I think we should get into some news. Find out what happened over the weekend. Obviously, Mondays is usually a shortened show of Friday. I like to keep it that way. You know, some of us have very busy weeks and all of that. So Mondays is usually just a catch-up show of, you know, what happened over the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. I read something the other day. There's some EU country, some European country that has actually passed a law in Parliament. For a four-day trial week. It's something worth watching. I'm just surprised no other European country has tried this. I mean, Finland has already, they already started it. And they've already seen a decrease in deaths, in suicides. Because obviously Finland is one of the countries with the highest suicide rates. I mean, there's a few reasons why there's a high suicide rates in Finland. One of the reasons is because of the seasons. You know, in summertime you get 24 hours of daytime, and then obviously wintertime, I think it's 2 hours a day. I could be wrong, could be an hour a day of sunlight. So a lot of people killed themselves committed suicide. The other reason was because of the 7 day or 5 day week. So the government passed a law to say, well, let's try this, and if it works, we'll keep it, and if not, we'll just, you know, we tried it, and we'll just revert back to a 5 day week. And they've passed this law last year, I think it was, and they've seen a decrease in deaths and suicides. So I think we should all be following this. I think it just, you know, with the amount of work that we have in general. Doesn't matter what job it is, whether it's an office job, whether you are a construction worker, a cleaner. I think a 4 day week is just, it's good. Just, you know, with the amount of work that we do, it's needed. And what I find fascinating is that when the Spanish flu, as it's called, or as it was called, back in 1917, I think it was, when the first corona happened back in the 19th century or the 20th century, people were working 6 days a week, and then they changed it to 5 days a week, and they could see an improvement. So pretty much all Western countries, in fact, everyone, not just Western countries, all countries around the world adopted this. And it's been like this since the Spanish flu. And it's taken almost pretty much 100 years for us to realize that 5 days is just too much for us. So now there's a lot of countries who are trialing this 4 day week, and more countries should. I think we need an extra day off just to recharge your batteries. Because with the amount of work that we do and the amount of pressure that we put ourselves under and stress, a four-day week is good. I certainly welcome it. All right, let's get into some news. Now, this is fantastic news. A French woman who admitted to killing her husband after nearly two decades of abuse has walked free from court and prison. Valérie Bacot was sentenced to 4 years in prison with three suspended sentences. She had admitted to shooting her husband, who had started raping her before even getting married. She said to press who gathered outside the courts that now is the time for a new fight for all other women and all the other mistreatments. Such a powerful statement that. And I honestly, obviously killing your husband is a terrible thing, but, you know, the amount of abuse that females get on a daily basis from either their husbands or their boyfriends, it's just really sad. And it makes me feel terrible to be a man, because honestly, men we make it hard for ourselves, and we give ourselves a bad name, and it's terrible. I honestly feel terrible for men who mistreat their girlfriends and their wives, who abuse them, and it's terrible. It needs to stop. There's so many things that happen, so many wrong things that are still happening in 2021. And honestly, this is a breath of fresh air. Honestly, well done. Seriously, well done. More women should be standing up to abuse. You shouldn't let this happen to you. You should not let any man mistreat you or abuse you at all. You should not let that stand at all. So well done. Well done, Valérie Bacot. A 5-pound coin commemorating the life of Prince Philip has been unveiled today. Now, the limited edition coin features an expression Prince Philip loved to say. And the expression was, fuck all those bastard brown people. Fuck them all. I'm kidding. But if Prince Philip did get his way, it probably would have said that and have that edged on the coin. Fuck, that guy was such a racist. And he still got away with it after all these years. The one true racist in that royal family. The coin will be available from the Royal Mint's website to buy as of today. So if you want to buy a coin, a 5-pound coin that commemorates the life of Prince Philip, you can do that. And finally, this is shocking news. It's never nice hearing news like this. 20 dead bodies were found on a boat drifting near the Turks and Caicos on Thursday. Now, local authorities are working to determine what killed the passengers and where they came from. Fishermen spotted the boat drifting between the Turks and Caicos last Thursday morning, and police have said that while the deaths are unexplained, there's no indication of foul play. I know what may have killed them. Hunger? perhaps. I mean, if you're drifting on a boat for as long as these poor people were, sure, hunger would have definitely struck. Terrible news. Very, very sad. I hope that they can determine what did kill them. Obviously, I'm suggesting hunger. Obviously, there's many other things that may have killed them. Obviously, you cannot drink seawater because it's salty. If you inhale seawater, your liver will just collapse because of the salt. So very sad indeed. I'm gonna leave you guys with a group from Germany called Colony Zero. Now, I like this band because it's got a bit of 80s rock / punk to them. The song is called Gazelle Tangst. And basically it's German and it means Gazelle is dancing. Gazelle's dancing. It's a very cool song. These guys are from West Rhine-Westphalia, which is a very populous region in Germany, one of the biggest regions in Germany. So have a listen to this. This is a really cool song, and I think this band is gonna go places. You can also download their song on Spotify and listen to it. Colony Zero is what they're called. And the song is called Gazelle Tangst. We'll chat on Friday.
Bist im Heim.